This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
What do you got there, Hoff?
You want me to try the bad news?
No. Just give us the legit. Yeah.
This is Mania. I think this is Mania.
Knicks are expected to land 2-time NBA Coach of the Year Mike Brown.
Okay.
That's the, and Begley just puts it there too. They're closing in on hiring Mike Brown.
There you go. I like it. I really do. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, Mike Brown, to me, with this roster and his offensive flow, it's at the very least a solid 8. And he's got a little personality as well, which is going to be required because now you're walking into a situation where you're expected to win. And think about when Tom Thibodeau got here. Like, the hard work is done. And Tom Thibodeau was a roll up the sleeves. I don't want to deal with the media. I'm not here for sexy quotes. Let me just do my job. Let me do the grunt work and get this thing built. And because he got it built fast and to a high level, he can operate with that personality even as the expectations raised. I think you need a certain type of personality, not to mention the offensive acumen that I think Mike Brown possesses both of. I like it. I'm happy.
I hate it.
I'm happy.
Mike Brown. Mike, that's what you come up with. You hired Tom Thibodeau, who built them out of the, he took them out of the abyss by building a foundation. You fired him with their words, the singular goal of winning an NBA championship. And this is what you come up with? Mike Brown, a retread? All right, that was us reacting live to the breaking news about Mike Brown. We'll finish up here on the phones, 888-808-1019. Much more to come on Evan and Tiki following us. Now, do you trust the Knicks and their decision makers?
I have learned to trust their decision. I never did for a long time. But yeah, I do. I trust Leon Rose. Provided Leon Rose is making all the moves, I'm not sure that he is because I don't think that he was the one who fired Tom Thibodeau.
All right, now I'm going to read you this and then tell me that if you what your answer is afterwards.
Okay.
This according to Ian Begley.
Had Ian on yesterday. Been piped in.
The Knicks have checked in on Ben Simmons in free agency.
Okay, so now. No, hold on a sec. Before everybody laughs, I get it. What is he going to get? $3 million, Ben Simmons?
Now, I'm assuming he'd be, they can't afford much, so it's got to be the minimum for the vet.
Exactly, because kid yesterday got 2 years, $12 million. He got about 2.5. I think it's the veteran minimum there. You're right. So before everybody reacts to the funky-looking free throws and he can't take a three, if you had Ben Simmons in the backcourt, I don't mean starting, a couple of minutes here and there with Jalen Brunson, and he can now play the point guard? And it's one thing he can still do is play defense. He's 6'8", 6'9". He's got long length. He's got length. He's got range.
Come on.
No.
I'll maybe meet you on Mike Brown at some point. Ben Simmons?
We're going backwards.
He's the biggest you-know-what in the history of sports, Ben Simmons.
Because you're judging him on where he was drafted, the contract, the injuries. I am now at a stage where I know where he is. He's basically a complete zero except defense. And what does this team need? Defense. He's 6'8", 6'9", dude. He can go back and forth between the guards. Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart are small.
I'm going to clean it up because we're all live on the radio. For the podcast edition, maybe we could use some different words, but he is the softest player
that I've ever seen in my entire life in any sport. I wouldn't want Ben Simmons within 1,000 feet of the Garden, let alone on the actual Knicks. Ben Simmons and his outfits? How many games did he actually play in the last 15 years?
Are you talking about what he wears?
Oh, my God, dude. He is. I want him. Get him on Fashion Avenue, not Madison Avenue. Come on. Or not Madison Square Garden. Whatever. Yeah, get the avenues mixed up.
What you're saying.
You get the point.
I do. I mean, the guy, is, again, I know we laugh here. I mean, I'm looking at I didn't realize. So he shot, wow, he was up to 73% for the free throw line last year. Listen,
dude, come on.
No, no, he doesn't.
How many minutes did he play last year?
Last year, now remember, he split teams last year. So with the Nets and the Clippers.
How could I forget?
So he played 25 minutes a game for the Nets and 17 per game for the Clippers. And, you know, I mean, the thing that he doesn't do is take bad shots.
Yeah.
And you don't mind having just, he, as a matter of fact, he doesn't take shots at all unless it's a layup. And that is usually a recipe for, don't waste my time, dude. This is the modern NBA. But for a team like the Knicks, where you can now alleviate some of the pressure from Jalen Brunson, Ben Simmons, from a defensive perspective, Ben Simmons is also very capable of bringing the ball up the court. We saw what the Pacers did to him when they double-teamed him and they harassed him and they made him tired. I know you're laughing. Everybody's laughing. You know, for $2.5-3 million, if it even happens, let me put it this way. I don't think it will happen, but I'm not going to go nuts at the prospects of the Knicks kicking the tire on a guy who is cheap as dirt and has a skill set that they need.
So just to be clear,
yes,
you're okay with Ben Simmons, but you want no part of LeBron.
Yeah, Ben Simmons didn't do anything to me, man. Like Ben Simmons, when he was drafted, didn't say, I don't want to be drafted by the Knicks.
Unfortunately, dude, I will lose it if they get Ben Simmons.
I hope they get him.
All right, so we got about a minute or so to go. A couple of baseball notes that are important. Number one, Jeff McNeil. Remember, there's some history with the Brewers and McNeil.
Absolutely. With Reese Hoskins.
He just got drilled.
Did he?
Drilled. Like, it looked like a, hard to say it's a purpose pitch at this point in the game.
What was the count?
One run game. I don't know, because I'm talking to you kind of, so I had it half watching it. But
was it a fastball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up and in, like near the head, he get drilled on the arm.
What was his reaction? Did he slam his bat like he usually does?
He landed on the ground like a little baby.
No, he was fine. He was fine. He didn't like grab it or whatever. But Mets, you know, keep an eye on that. The other thing is, all's going to be okay with the Mets, because Andy Martino reported that Frankie Montas was tipping pitches against the Pirates.
Well, listen, the Mets are very good at fixing that. We thought that Seve was doing that a year ago with the Yankees, or 2 years ago, and the Mets fixed him there. So, you know, fix Montas from tipping whatever he's tipping.
Yeah.
I would say this. I wish we had a little more time, because this would have been juicy to get into.
I know.
You got to drill somebody, man.
I know, but they got to win the game.
I don't care. Drill somebody. This team needs to find an identity here. And you can still go out and I hate when people say, win the game, or if you don't like it, get him out. You could do two things at once.
I know.
You could drill him, send the message, and still win.
But you got to prioritize winning the game and hitting a guy on purpose, putting him on base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.